Rolling.
There you go.
For the love of the surveys, today's intro survey for the Ringside Club, how long will Chad Law stay the reigning and maybe defending RSC television champion? I'm going to go with, actually, hold on a second. Will Chad Law lose the RSC television championship
ever
at any point in time? I'm going to go with no. He won't lose the television championship. Ron, what say you?
Man, I say yes, man. I'm going to lose it before the summer.
Yeah, you're going to lose it before the summer even starts. So I say yes, 100%. No questions asked.
And on that note, these haters say we're starting the show.
Yeah, we are.
Peace to the gods, the Ringside Club Paul. My name is A.O. Sayer to Ron and Don. Blame Boogie, why you at it? Blame Chad Law. Kayfabe is dead, break the fourth wall. Whatever style, whether it's lucha or strong style, come through the beam, you fly, burn the ball down. Back to the pad, chop it up for the paw. Ringside Club, intro to the squad as the show starts.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Cheers, cheers, hey, cheers, hey, cheers. Hey, peace to the almighty.
Hey, yo.
RSC.
Where the hell you at, bro? We over here live and shit. Shouts out to
you. He on assignment right now. Cheers to my guy out on assignment. Hey, yo. You know what I mean? I am Young Godiva himself, Chad Law. Ron Don, PMF. Yes, Blame Boogie. This is the Ringside Club. Honestly, we sit through all of the most wrestling. It's about to be 20 hours of wrestling going on. Can y'all believe it? 20 hours of wrestling about to be occurring with this new edition of Collision, you know, Ring of Honor, WWE, NWA, Impact. There's so much going on. But fuck all that other shit. Tonight, we're here to talk about all the predictions.
We sure are.
Yes, we are.
I think it's going to be an eventful weekend, you know.
Three PLEs?
I want to say every pay-per-view lately has been hitting. So I don't see why it wouldn't be a good weekend. I mean, so they'd have to really fuck some shit up for it to be a bad weekend. But in that vein, we are going to pull up our wonderful predictions podcast screen, and we're going to share our situation here.
Ron, real quick, what episode is this?
Episode 37.
You know, we have the elongated intros. There's so many intros that we have. But y'all can go back to all 36 other episodes and check out our intros and how we get down to the RSC. Tonight, we got three PLEs we got to get through, folks. These shows are about to drop. Tomorrow is the first one, or Saturday?
No, Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday are both. Okay, so we got Saturday, all three of them. So yeah, Saturday, we got to get these joints out.
Yep.
We got a lot of wrestling to talk about.
We do. Probably. It looks like we're talking about Night of Champions first. So if you guys each want to take a card that we present, I'll present the picks. And I mean, I got to fill in all my picks for every one of the cards. So other than AO, because he's not here, you know, loser disadvantage. Any of these picks could change by the end of this presentation. But I think once we lock them in, guys, we should make a new rule. Once this podcast is over, those picks are eliminated. We can't change them. I think that's it. I think it's a good way to go.
That's safe. That's fair. As we talk, I might change my predictions.
Yeah,
so
that's solid. We can do that. I could type on the screen. We could change the picks. Once it's done tonight, and that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Fuck it. Ron, if you want to take us to Promised Land, which for some people would be the Jeddah Superdome, why don't you take us through our first picks? You can see the screen, right?
Matt, can you make it a little bigger?
Yeah, I don't know if I can make it larger on the screen. Yeah, okay. It just makes me fucking kind of scroll. Won't let me see that thing any larger, but are you looking on a computer screen right now?
Yeah, I'm looking on a computer screen.
Right, just like on our regular screen.
You know,
just full screen us.
You know what? I can always go to my notes. And just,
true.
Just
yeah, you can see the notes too.
So,
but if not, I could read it for you, and then you could just tell me, you know, the picks or whatever. I don't know, whatever you want to do.
You can read it.
All right, cool. So then we'll just go through the first one.
Just don't go so fast, Paul.
Nah, I'm not. Just so this isn't dry, I'm going to throw our music in the background with this This whole breed.
Turn the music down a little bit, though.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yes, yeah. Sir. Slow that joint down. Houston size of sport.
All right, bet. So in the Superdome, Night of Champions, it's going to be a pretty interesting night. I'm all right with the go-home show we had on Raw. I think they did a pretty good job of setting this pay-per-view up, so we'll see what happens. But looks like we got... I'm just going to take it backwards from the bottom of the list up. Ronnie, no stipulations yet? We're going to come up with something?
Yep, I'm going to come up with something tomorrow. Right, it's been all a long week, bro.
For our singles match, we got Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus. Seems like AO picked Becky on this one. I think it's safe to say with the amount of reigns that AO's had, we should probably all pick the exact opposite of AO's.
Pretty much. But that's what I was thinking.
Some solid ones that, you know, he still chose that, you know, we could all kind
of
agree.
AO was just waiting for all of us to just put our picks in and just go, yeah, I'm going to just, you know what I mean? Whatever looks good, I'm going to
see what makes sense.
So we
got AO with Becky. We got Ronnie with Becky. We got Chad with Trish. And live right now, I'm going to say Trish Stratus.
This fucking guy, man. Yeah,
trying to split it, man.
This fucking guy, man. So,
I'm going to take that chance. Okay.
I'm going to have to go with it. But word to my white patch, Trish Stratus is going to win this shit. So here we go. Singles match for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. This is a two-pointer. So we got Natalya versus
Rhea. Boy, talking to Mike.
Oh, my bad. We got Natalya versus Rhea Ripley. Everybody's got Rhea. I also have Rhea. No spoilers here. I think anyone that thinks Natalya is winning a match against the current champion has lost their mind.
Yo, Rhea is getting the cakewalk of all cakewalks through a title reign.
They're feeding her the Jade Cargill system. Just a squash match. Straight.
Definitely.
No disrespect to Natalya. I know I just kind of got a
little harsh. I'm a Natty. I love Natty. Natty gang. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just a Hart family fan. So.
I love Natty too, but it ain't her time.
Not at all. So again, we got Rhea across the board. No points will be won or lost on that match. It might as well not even happen for our purposes. singles match here for the Raw WWE Raw Women's Championship, Bianca Belair versus Asuka. Again, another two-point match. I think if we have not learned our lesson here, if you bet against Bianca Belair, you have to be stupid. So luckily none of us are, and we're all going with Team EST.
Although Asuka is a worthy opponent, and she possibly could win, maybe not. She is legit, can be a winner. But
see, the thing I hate about Asuka and Shinsuke is that people bring them up. I don't want to say they bring them up culturally. I think it's like automatic. It just happens. But at the same time, they both are being underutilized in the WWE and have been for a while. They're just booked incorrectly. Yeah. Like Shinsuke should be.
Oh, facts, especially for Shinsuke.
His Intercontinental Championship run may as well have never happened. You know what I mean? It just was uneventful.
Honestly, I forgot he even won the title, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo,
not even shit on it. No. If
Bianca were to lose at Night of Champions, that would be so fucking random, but also makes sense to get the title off of a SmackDown star. Isn't Asuka on Raw or SmackDown? Where is Asuka?
I think she's on Raw.
I believe
so, bro. Bianca is the World Women's Champion, so at some point that title is going to have to either get off her, or it's like she's just fighting women on SmackDown for the Raw Women's Championship just to keep her lineage up. And then it's like, where's the lineage stop? Where's it start? It's just like this.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's kind of stupid.
It's weird.
I think it's going to be Bianca's time for a while until they get another solid person.
But I think it puts her title reign in jeopardy because she's on SmackDown with a Raw title.
Yeah. Well, they got to figure something out with all that. I mean, it is what it is. You can't tell me Vince Sr.'s fingerprint isn't on everything when we're just automatically having mix-ups after a draft. It's so
ridiculous, it is, bro.
At this point, you just got to do the switch then. Like, just switch the titles like they did last time with Bang.
Just hand them over.
Yeah.
Just like Charlotte and Becky when they dropped it on the ground or whatever. All right. That brings us to Gunther versus Mustafa. Don't want to be disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Ali. Yo, man. Gunther's got a hell of a run. We all pretty much picked Gunther here, except for me. I didn't pick yet. I want to believe that WWE would really put the title on Mustafa Ali.
In Saudi Arabia, because he's of that descent, right?
I feel like that's when they would do it. But Gunther's having a hell of a run, man.
I'm tight of Gunther losers.
Yo, ditto.
I'm genuinely mad.
This ain't the hill I'm going to die on. I'm going with Gunther on this one, too, man. So
we all went Gunther.
Won or lost on this
one. We're not taking no chances, man. This is the RSC heavyweight title right now. Predictions heavyweight title. We got to,
so far, we got three championship matches. It is Night of Champions. We do have another one. So we got the tag team, Undisputed Tag Team Championship match versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus the Usos. The part two, which would be Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. And they have obviously Paul Heyman on their side. We have kind of a split vote here. AO went with Roman and Solo for obvious reasons. Ronnie and Chad went with Kevin and Sammy, and they can kind of speak their case here why they went that way. But I'm going to split the deck, and I'm going to say Roman and Solo here. So that's my pick. I feel like there's no other reason other than to make Roman Reigns even greater than he is right now. Put the tag titles on him and Solo and make the bloodline a little bit thicker than it was, and kind of cause a kerfuffle, if you will, within the family. So
I like it, but I don't like it. Because it's just then it's like the tag title disappear. And then Solo Sikoa by himself fighting every week on Raw and SmackDown to get his chops up. And then Roman shows up when he feels like it and is like, hey, maybe we'll defend it now. Oh, we got to defend it again.
Ask one question. Does a loss to Sammy and Kevin hurt Roman?
No, because Solo will take the pinfall.
Yeah, I was just about to say, yeah, because Solo's going to take that pinfall.
And make the bloodline even more shook
right
up.
Yeah, because I think that it's going to be like a decline after that. It's kind of already been declining now, but like,
if they won, though, it would be really interesting how the WWE goes from there, because then it's just like a collective universal sigh. Like,
Paul Heyman's got to carry a lot of belts at this point.
The tag titles will never be seen again for the rest of the year. And
so
at this point,
just for the optic, it would be hysterical to see Paul Heyman carrying three belts. Roman would probably carry two, but
fam, just get a cart. Just throw them all on the cart. Just push them out like catering.
Just because it sounds insane, I think they would do it. I hate that I just don't see it. I just see Solo taking the pinfall realistically, but y'all ain't wrong in thinking that the bloodline having the tag titles now again, but under the Roman regime and not the Usos, we'll never see those belts. They'll be done for the rest of the year.
I respect it. So I think until we're done with the card, I might. Nah, you know what? I'm just going to solid say it.
Cody and Brock.
No. I'm talking about my pick. My pick is still ridiculous right now. I'm like, what's going on here? I did say Roman and Solo, huh? I'm just riding with it. Fuck it, Roman and Solo.
Yes. Right. Die on a hill, man. Come
I'm
on.
Dying on it.
Stand your ground, Cam.
All right, so Cody versus Brock Lesnar. This is a non-title match, obviously. Neither of these gentlemen are in a title situation. Cody because of Brock. Brock because Brock's on some other strange run right now, and he's just doing what the fuck he does. So, we got Brock on top in AO's mind. We got Brock on top in Ronnie's mind, and
Pause. I don't know if they're on in everybody's mind. I don't know if I want to have.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean no disrespect by that. You know what I'm saying? So Brock was chosen by AO and Ronnie here. I want to say I'm going with Cody as well. So Chad and I both got Cody. I don't see Cody losing. There's been a lot.
Yo, didn't you go with Brock? What are you? What?
No, I don't have any picks.
I was like, who picked? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was wrong.
He's going to pick off the pick.
Why did you pick Brock? Why are you doubting the Cody verse right now?
You talking to me, Chad?
Yeah. What do you think about that, bro?
I feel like they're going to make it a rubber match, and then Brock is going to some, you know, what's fun right now is like you don't even know the reason why Brock is attacking this man every week, which is very interesting. So right. I feel like Brock is gonna take the win, gonna tie it up, probably take it out to like, if not the next pay per view, not the next pay per view, like the next one. I mean, it'll be so dope if they can take it to like SummerSlam, but that's how I see it right now.
So. All right. Yeah, I got Cody. No craziness there. We got the match that everyone's really watching, Night of Champions for. Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles for the inaugural World Heavyweight Championship title, the new big gold belt. I like the belt a lot. Don't think we needed it, but it's still kind of cool. And if they're doing it, we might as well watch it and pick somebody to win it. And so it looks like there's no secret here. Every single one of us picked Seth Rollins because that's just what you do when these things happen. AJ Styles is pretty much, has been though, in Bryan Danielson territory where no losses hurt him. Losses only make him look better for some reason. So AJ doesn't lose anything by losing this championship, and it puts somebody immediately up against Seth once he wins in a feud for, you know, the championship again. So I think it's pretty cool for him to lose and maybe get a rematch immediately. But I don't think AJ is going to win this one. I think WWE has a ton of stock behind Seth Rollins right now, and it's proven when you have arenas all over the place singing his music and buying his merch and loving the shit out of him. So, yeah, I think unless good old Vince said last minute, let's just go the other way.
He would do
that. Seth Rollins is the champion.
I don't think that AJ will even be seen again in this feud because he has to go to SmackDown and Seth has to go to Raw. So then what the fuck is the point of the draft? We continue this up. You see what I mean?
That's true.
You see what's happening right now?
Yeah, you're right. Pretty weird. That doesn't make sense. Yeah.
So it's like, this is a one and done. This is over. Yeah. This is this should be over after a Night of Champions. Like they shouldn't even see each other again by like brand rules. This is it. Which is crazy that a man on SmackDown is even competing for a title on Raw. But never mind that.
This is right up the street from me. I don't even know why I don't go. We should go to this. Like we're stupid for not going.
I also wanted to say that as the RSC TV champion, my 2-point question for the PLEs, and you can put this down. Does the World Heavyweight title main event Night of Champions?
Whoa. What? When do you get to ask pay-per-view questions? What are we talking
about? Yo, I'm a TV champion. You know what I'm saying? It's only 2 points, man. It's only 2 points. It's a TV champion, man. This is a TV title that we're literally about to be technically talking about. So it's like, yo, I'm calling
the TV heavyweight champion. I think if we're asking a TV title question, that TV title needs to go on the line for the question. That's just my opinion.
That sounds like not the plan, but I just think, you know.
You sound a little scared, Chad.
I think 2 points for who main events, does the world title main event? I think that is, you know, it's a good question. Good question to have. It's a serious thing. It's the new world title. If that don't main event, that should be telling.
I'm pretty sure it's main eventing.
I feel like the Roman and
Titles main event over the new world heavyweight title, what does that tell us? That's the next topic for next week. How does that start off? How secondary does that title feel? Which is why for TV titles,
it's gonna feel nuts, but
pause. I feel like
it's gonna feel a way, but but I feel like that's the way they're gonna go. You know, Roman's the whole world heavyweight champion, world undisputed champion. So they're gonna try and keep that as the main event. He's the big dog.
The tag match? You think the tag match is main event, Ron?
I feel like the tag match is gonna be main event.
Chad, what do you think?
For my sake of the 2 points, I think the tag titles are gonna main event. Tag titles main
event. KO's not here, so we'll find out in a little while.
He's going to just flip a coin. Just tell him to flip.
Just flip the coin for AO.
Just flip a coin. Like,
you want to take away the reins here for NXT Battleground? Can you even see the screen?
It's a little compact on my end.
Damn, it's a lot smaller than I thought it would.
Yeah, if you, if anything, just read it. Like, just
damn, AO didn't pick Tiffany Stratton versus Lyra. Oh, he did. He picked Lyra. It was a flip of a coin, or Lyra. Excuse me.
Yeah, and that's his fault. He's the one who flipped the coin, so
because he's gonna lose that one.
All right, I'm saying.
All right, so I could set up the match, and you could just say, so we could all say our picks, and I'll just tell you what AO's was. So the first match we got up here is the tag team match for the NXT Tag Team Championship between Gallus versus the Creed Brothers. So AO picked Gallus. Ronnie and Chad, you guys could say your picks.
Yeah, I picked Gallus. I say keep the belts on them for a minute. At first, I thought it was going to be the Creed Brothers because they didn't have the titles in a minute. I saw they were building back up to it, but Gallus is on a little solid run, and it feels different. You know what I'm saying? So keep it on there for a little bit.
Word. Yeah, I'm saying the same thing, just because there's no reason to go against the grain here. But, all right, we got the last man standing match between
Gallus. Definitely going Gallus.
Yeah, Gallus. I think we all picked Gallus there.
Definitely got to go Gallus. Tag team division isn't – it's cool with the Creed Brothers right now. And then you got Tony D'Angelo and Stax that are coming up. But other than that, it's like Gallus are just like the tweeners that just want to fight and drink beer and shoot darts. So it's like, whatever, man. Keep the titles on them.
Dijak versus Dragunov.
It's going to be the sleeper match of the weekend.
Facts. That's a fact.
I think we all got Dragunov here.
I want to say Dijak, so you can put him up against Melo next, but I feel like Ilya needs that win. Like, he's such a good loser right now that he needs to win, which is the same case for Dijak. So this is technically a number one contenders match, and I still think that Dijak – actually, scratch that. Dijak wins. Melo needs a number one contender, and I think Dijak is going to be it.
I was just going to say, I've seen him in promos and shit, and it looks like they're trying to change the pace of his situation right now. I just don't know about the feud with these two right now that they would go either way.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm enjoying the feud right now. It's really, really.
If you go off the card right now, we need more heel wins. It's too babyface heavy right now. And I think that Dijak is going to be the winner of this one.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Chad on this one. I'm not gonna go against that because that makes too much sense.
Okay, I'll stick with my pick.
Hold it down, King.
Triple threat match between the for the NXT North American Championship. So another 2-point match. We got Wes Lee versus Tyler Bate versus Wild Card Joe Gacy.
We all said Wes Lee, right?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yep, we all said Wes Lee here.
Yeah, don't take the title off him. He's on his Orange Cassidy run right now. You got to let, you know what I'm saying, Wesley cook. Joe Gacy, he doesn't really – he's never winning. So it's like I'm not taking –
yeah, he's just there for filler, to be honest.
I'm not ending Wesley's reign for Joe Gacy. Tyler Bate is a sleeper. I was considering Tyler Bate while y'all picked Wesley. I was thinking Tyler Bate. But I feel like that could happen on the next NXT random next this coming Tuesday, he'll just take the title off Wesley type shit.
I was about to say something like that because Tyler just, you know, they're in a little him and
he's Wesley, in a holding pattern.
Yep. Him and Wesley like they're like in a little tiff right now. So it's like
who's the other guy?
Joe Gacy.
It's only a triple threat or a four way?
No, it's a triple threat. It's only a triple threat.
Yeah, it's over, man. Wesley's retaining. Yeah. Well, keep it rocking.
He finally found a good groove with it, man. So don't take the title off of him now.
Yeah, definitely not.
Then we have a British Rounds Rules match for whatever the NXT fuck that means. Heritage Cup.
Sounds
like another like
that's right
bamboo match or something. Yeah, but anyway,
you almost forget that this is even a round. Like that's wild that like they just so casually slipped this like thing into the whole episphere of the show. Yeah, like wow, now you got Heritage Cup.
Yeah. Word.
We all got Dragon Lee here, so we can skip past that.
He needs a win. Why not? Yeah. Got to give him something to do. Big signing. Why not just have him win the Heritage Cup?
The newly vacated by Indy Hartwell NXT Women's Championship up for grabs. So we have Lyra Valkyria? How do you say it?
Valkyrie.
Valkyrie versus Tiffany Stratton. Tiffany Stratton's been everywhere lately. She's like kind of like a little media darling, so I don't see why she wouldn't win. She also guaranteed her victory on Busted Open, so I'm going with Tiffany Stratton. And we'll let AO lose the points on this one.
So. Dave LaGreca and the new NXT Women's Champion, Tiffany Stratton. How you doing?
Yeah, I already know.
Yo, Tiffany Stratton been working for a minute, man, so I think it's well deserved to her. She's been
unless Carmelo Hayes is going to the main roster, which we just had a bunch of that happen, so I don't see it happening now. I think his reign continues, and we've all picked that man, but could we make a case just to play devil's advocate for the NXT championship, whether Trick Williams or Bron Breakker could actually win this title?
You mean Trick Williams winning the title at the pay-per-view or Trick Williams beating Carmelo eventually?
Oh, excuse me. Carmelo Hayes versus Bron Breakker. I apologize.
Yeah.
Do you see a world where, and I'm just, yeah, so my bad, I read that wrong. Do you see a world where Bron Breakker can actually win instead of Carmelo Hayes winning this championship at all?
Like that night? Like,
yeah.
On Sunday?
At the pay-per-view. I know we all pick Carmelo Hayes. I'm just saying, play devil's advocate and try and.
Not right now, man. I feel like it's going to kill Carmelo. It's going to kill Carmelo's run. Like, you build Carmelo up to this point. Give him like two or three PLEs.
Yeah, I would not take that belt off Melo right now. That's not it. You know what I'm saying?
What's your 2-point question for this pay per view?
Somebody else got it. I got one. Somebody else get one. Ron, you're the all there NXT connoisseur here.
Think about it. Shit. Well, let's do the next picks and while y'all thinking, and I'll think about it.
I got one. Which match opens the pay per view?
Good question. I'm gonna say the Last Man Standing match.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that. Yeah, Last Man Standing match.
North American title. Triple threat.
And AO, we just don't know yet. But we'll figure that out.
Yeah, he'll flip another coin.
Yeah, we should flip a coin for every one of his picks. Yo.
Nah, for real, we should. Might as well.
Yeah, he's the one who brought it up. So
you got a coin handy. I don't have mine at the moment, but you got a coin handy.
Get into flip the fuck. Actual picks here. We could just kind of talk about AEW's booking lately and how everything's been going. What do you guys think about AEW going into this pay-per-view? You feel like we got some good steam going into it, or is everybody talking about Collision instead? What's going on here?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I feel like everybody's talking about Collision. That's how it feels. It's probably not the case, but
I don't even feel like anyone's talking about Collision because we don't really know the details.
Right.
We just know it's coming June 17th. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just seeing the commercials.
And it's in Chicago.
Wait, I'm still watching AEW Dynamite on delay. What and where do you announce the location to be?
It's Chicago. Chicago.
Okay.
Chicago.
All right. So that should confirm, you know.
Yeah, the that's Brooklyn Brawler's coming back.
I don't know, but can't do it.
Nah, it's gonna be good. The fans want it.
Nah, the crowd's gonna be insane. They do.
All right, so here we go. Chad wrote pockets. You're killing me, bro. Oh, he did that. All right, well, let's go into our picks. We could just get it going here for AEW Double or Nothing pay-per-view, PLE. Well, actually, this is actually a pay-per-view. I don't care. I don't think we could call this a PLE. You have to pay for this one to see it.
It's definitely a pay-per-view.
Yeah, for sure. But so we're in the T-Mobile Arena in Paradise, Nevada on Sunday. I don't know if they did this recently or this was planned for a long time, knowing that they were going to be running television on Saturdays now. But the first of maybe many AEW pay-per-views on Sundays. But yeah, let's go ahead and start.
It should be pretty dope, actually, to have go-home shows the night before now. Like, I like that. It's pretty cool. It's like how SmackDown and their PLEs are. So it's like, it's going to be pretty cool.
It's just like when they used to run the indie shows, like when ROH and all these other shows used to just run the shows, you know, when they would ever have WrestleMania or these big shows in town, they'd run a live event there too. And
for sure.
they'd low-key be better shows than the actual, you know, big pay-per-view that was going on that weekend. So we'll
definitely.
So let's start off with the unsanctioned, because everyone loves unsanctioned matches. Adam Cole versus Chris Jericho. AO picked Adam Cole. You guys could talk about your picks.
Yeah, I picked Adam Cole. I feel like this is gonna be he's gonna get his revenge. He said a whole lot of things on Dynamite. He's gonna do a whole bunch of things to Chris Jericho. He's gonna hurt him in every way possible for what he did to Britt. As far as a whole summer thing, I don't know, but we'll see how it goes at the pay per view.
Y'all know how I feel. This match is gonna be the first of many. Get ready. We've got Adam Cole versus Danny Garcia 2 on the way. We've got Adam Cole, Jake Hager on Collision. We've got Adam Cole, Roderick Strong versus Angelo Parker, Matt Menard, and the rest of those guys in a handicap triple threat square dance match on Rampage in June. We are going to get Adam Cole versus the JAS and Chris Jericho for the rest of the summer, fellas. Buckle the fuck up, all right? Chris Jericho's winning this one. That's it.
All right. I respect it. I actually might even believe it.
I want to be surprised, to be honest.
I'm still going with Adam Cole. So I want to believe Adam Cole's going to win, so I'll just leave it at that. We got the six-man tag match. If Hardy Party wins, Matt Hardy will own...
I hate these guys. Yo, Matt Hardy is ruining himself with this gimmick, yo. This is insane. You should just be Brother Nero again. He's got to go back to the dark side again, because this is insane.
Contract thing is just so tired.
It's been since the beginning of his run in AEW. It's just been insane.
It's getting a little...
Why are you buying everyone contracts? Do what?
And I feel like it should have ended at that little compound match that they had. What was it, like a few weeks ago? I don't know if it was on Dynamite or Rampage.
Yo, geez. I had to triple check like the blogs once like I saw this in the notes to do the predictions. I was like, there's no way Ron put this in here. I was like, this is insane.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
When did anyone even add this? When did anyone ask for this? Like, why is this here? This is insane.
I thought it was done and over with.
I think that's the buy-in, yo.
I think that's the buy-in.
That's 100% the buy-in match.
Just because you want to get Jeff Hardy a pop. Like, I get it. You want a Jeff Hardy pop in Vegas. He's back, first pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. But get that shit on the buy-in, man. Come on. We got too much wrestling this weekend to be sitting through that bathroom break. Much love to the Hardy boys.
I got, different than you guys, I definitely have Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy, and Isaiah Cassidy winning, just because Tony Khan's a fan of Matt and Jeff, and it's the first time they've been on a pay-per-view and they've been able to fight in AEW together. I feel like they're gonna have to go over. So
you're right. I am feeling that because of the contract situation, but I'm just like, he just gets Ethan's contract now, so it's just like, now what, more of this?
Yeah, I feel like if they go over, like, it's just gonna continue. It's like, oh, I'm gonna own you again. Just like, you know, it's ridiculous. But
all right, you know what, Book? Change my prediction, yo. I'm going with you.
All right, I respect it. Everybody else got Ethan and the Guns. Well, AO and Ronnie both got Ethan and the Guns. Chad and I got the Hardy.
You make sense with the Hardy Party. It's like a feel good moment. Like, yay, Jeff Hardy's back.
I'm actually really proud of our growth that no one paused that. God bless all of you. You know what I mean? That was a really big opportunity for us to possibly pause something, and we didn't.
We're maturing. We're maturing over here.
Maturity.
We've been in a good flow. No one said anything egregious. That's why. You know what I'm saying?
It's okay. Nobody hopped the rail. All right.
Yeah. Because the hop the rail is, you know what I mean? You already know that. That's
okay. Insane. Speaking of hopping the rail, we have a singles match for the AEW TBS Championship between Jade Cargill and Taya Valkyrie. I don't know. I will say this isn't if I could come up with a 2-point question, I guess I could come up with it now.
I was thinking for a 2-point question, I was thinking like during that the unsanctioned match, do you think Kyle O'Reilly is going to return, but I'm not sure if it's like of his recovery status.
Right.
Good one, but yeah, I'm just right there with you.
Yeah. So everybody picked Jade Cargill on this. I don't think Jade's losing to this woman.
Yeah.
Or ever. I think the title's just going to spontaneously combust. Like Gargamel's going to come take it away, and the Smurfs are going to try and like get it back for her. Like something otherworldly is going to happen.
That's what the Jobbers division of the women's division is looking like, pretty much. Yeah. Like that. They are those people
at
that
this point. Tony's going to get another hour of television that's going to air on Sundays, and it's just going to be Jade Cargill squash matches, and it's going to be everyone just fighting Jade Cargill the entire time until someone could beat her.
She's going to go 100-0, yo.
100%.
I want to be surprised if it happens.
Unless it's her versus like Goldberg or something. I would go for that at this point.
If it was WWE, they would make that happen.
100%. 100%. But yeah, I got Jade. I'm going to throw my pick in there now. No question. Jade's going to win that match. You have to be stupid.
I wouldn't be surprised if Taya did win, though. But I'm not going against Jade.
Yeah. I will 60 say.
And 60 and 0 looks better than 59 and 0.
I think this is going to be 59 and 1. Match. I think we're going to get a new debuting woman at this match because there's no reason
Who's
not to.
Who's even left, bro? Ain't nobody around.
Hey, man, that's what we say. And then someone just comes out of the woodwork and we're like, oh,
how many
shit,
people
are we
going
to
pull from New Japan? I don't know. Forbidden Door is already around the corner. We already know y'all are coming through.
This next match is the match that everybody's kind of talking about right now, just because I think they closed Dynamite on this, if I'm not mistaken. But the Anarchy in the Arena match between the Blackpool Combat Club and the Elite. Yeah, this should be interesting, no? I think every time they put on one of these matches, we have a good time with it. The first one, I bought the T-shirt because Jericho and his team, I forgot what they were called at that time.
I don't even remember. The Inner Circle?
The Inner Circle. They lost, so they printed championship shirts like they won, like we made these by mistake type shit, and I bought it, so I love that shirt, but... Yeah, everybody's got the Elite except for Chad, because Chad will never vote against Jon Moxley because it's like against his DNA.
I damn near think this is the main event.
Yeah, I'm going with the Blackpool Combat Club on this one just because Jon Moxley said this is going to be the craziest thing we've ever seen in our lives, and there's no reason for me not to believe him.
No reason that Matt Jackson won't take a nasty pinfall, because what does Matt Jackson have to lose? Because
they usually tape this, don't they? So it's going to be some real crazy shit that goes on in that match. That's just my opinion.
I think they're going to be live with this shit. I think they're going straight through, bro.
Maybe. Because usually what they do is they tape it, and then they feed them going back into the arena at some point to finish off the match.
Wait, that's how last year's looked? With Blackpool Combat Club.
I think it was all taped.
And Jericho's crew?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It didn't seem like it was, but could be wrong.
Yeah? I'm going to look into that. I didn't know. I thought
it
was like pretty live.
If they brought it back into the arena, then they definitely...
No, you know it was pre-taped? Stadium Stampede was pre-taped.
Yep. The one that was in the dead in the heart of COVID was, I believe, taped.
Because they were running around the arena like they was active. So it's like, for them to pre-tape some of that, I'm like, damn, y'all really, you know what I mean? But we'll see, though. I think BCC
see a lot of blood. It's going to be egregious.
Oh no!
They have to win, yo. BCC has to win. They need a win. All they do, and Wheeler just took an L, right? Wheeler just lost on Dynamite, so come on, man. They're not taking two L's in a weekend. To guys who are not even wrestling right now. Bucks haven't even had a match, if I'm not mistaken.
No, they haven't.
They're not winning. No way.
And I'm thinking, man, maybe I should just...
chill. Ron, hold it down, champ. Come on, champ. Hold it down. Hold your picks down, champ.
Ron,
champ.
Ron, I respect
Ron,
you.
Ron, you champ, bro. Champ.
I'm right here.
Ron, you the champ, man. Hold your belt and hold your picks down, man.
You know what? No, let's keep it split.
Let's keep it split.
This is going to be interesting. BCC over here. I think this is the match I'm looking forward to the most, because it's just going to be insane. Like just the last few of them.
It's going to be good for sure. The next one, we got Toni Storm versus Jamie Hayter for the AEW Women's Championship. Another 2-point match. We're split down the middle on this one, too. We got Ron and AO with Tony Storm and Chad and myself with Jamie Hayter.
Why do you feel Tony Storm? Why do y'all feel that way?
Yeah, it's a good question. Why? What is this?
They're so random.
Yeah.
Because it's the second match?
Nah.
The rematch, essentially?
Yeah, I say it's a rematch, and the way they've been running around, I feel like they're going to do the heel thing and throw it on Tony Storm, and then the name that's forgettable.
The Outcast. Give them a reason for us to care. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, they've been trying to build them up. They've been spray painting everybody, you know what I'm saying? Finally put it on a solid heel for now. That's how I see it right now.
Okay. I'm picking up what you're laying down. You know what I'm saying? I just personally think they're not taking that off Jamie Hayter right now.
Nah, no reason to.
I don't think they are. Like, why would they do it? She ain't even around to defend it right now because of the injury. It's like, now you're going to take the belt off her at the prime? I think it's a riot if she loses. I think people are not going to be happy. Like, at least back to Toni Storm. Put it on Ruby Soho or Saraya. Like, give us something different. But Toni Storm, not to say she ain't putting in work. Toni Storm's killing it. But not right now. Not right now.
Well, I could be devil's advocate here. And I might change my pick. Who'd you say with Jamie Hayter's injured, correct?
Supposedly, she had a little shoulder injury. I think it's not a work. I think it's legit. But she is going to, I mean, she's resting to come back for the pay-per-view.
So I'm picking Toni Storm, and I'll tell you why. Thunder Rosa's coming back.
No, she's not.
I believe she is.
She's on the Collision show.
Yep, she was on that.
But she's not clear. She's still not clear. She's miles and miles away. She's miles and miles away. Damn near still might not even. She might retire, is what she's saying on Busted Open type shit. So it's like, you know what I mean? She might just come back as a Spanish announcer or some shit or a coach. But I don't think Thunder Rosa. That whole poster is a fucking myth, man. That poster really might as well have. The fact that Punk wasn't on it when he should have been is really just a summary of like how ghostly everybody on that show is. Like, dogs. Everyone on that poster don't even exist in AEW world right now. So it's like, you really needed CM Punk to put that thing over the top.
I think they're really bringing back kayfabe, and they're feeding us a lot of fake stories, and they're feeding the dirt sheet stories, and there's not a lot of injuries like we think there are.
I agree.
I think we're
not mad at that.
They're trying to throw us off for a loop again. So, and I would like it if they were. So I'm gonna say Toni Storm just for the sheer fact that Hayter's injured, whether Thunder Rosa's involved or not. So, all right, this Blackjack Battle Royale for the AEW International Championship, which is held currently by Orange Cassidy. There are going to be 20 other people in that match. I have absolutely no idea who's in that match.
Ditto.
But I can say
everyone that's not on the pay-per-view already. All the, you know, like Kip Sabian,
Lance Archer,
Commander. We're probably going to get, we getting Hobbs. Is Hobbs in this pay-per-view? No, we getting Hobbs. You know who is on it? Ricky Starks is in this match. Get that prep ready, y'all. Get that prep ready for Ricky Starks. You know what I'm saying? He's in his match. He's in his match too. So that should tell you what's going on. Orange Cassidy retains.
I'm not going against the green. Everybody picked Orange Cassidy, so I'm doing the same thing.
Got to give the people what they want, man. Make them happy. Nobody wants to see Orange Cassidy lose.
I remember a very short time ago when this podcast all hated Orange Cassidy.
I didn't hate Orange Cassidy.
I never hated Orange Cassidy.
I think Chad spearheaded the movement. We could.
I never hated Orange Cassidy. I never hated Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy.
Before Cooked was an episode, we did say he was cooked at one point, and it was a while ago. But
just because of the way he was, just it was like, yo, you're just not doing anything with this guy. It's just like you damn near forget that he has the best friends around, which have now become the best amigos with Bandito. Yeah, man. AEW will just throw some shit together and just hope it sticks.
Yo, I'm yawning at the match, so I'm pretty much going to yawn at that match when it's live, too.
It's Orange Cassidy. It's all right. It's acceptable for you to yawn.
This brings us to the TNT Championship, where we have Wardlow with AA, Arn Anderson, and a Glock 40 versus Christian Cage and Luchasaurus with some sort of dinosaur fossil. Chad, myself, and AO picked Christian. So, Ron, we're going to single you out and ask you why the hell you picked Wardlow.
Because I cannot see them taking the belt off of him again, man. Keep his run going. You finally made, you cut off his ponytail. You did all that. You did all that stuff. Keep him pushing.
You did all that shit just to take an L to Christian in a match that you won't get pinned in, correct, and nobody even cares that you're the TNT champion. Because
get Wardlow on the prep list for next week.
You never defend this belt. When you do, you're squashing people, and Orange Cassidy has more rank than you do.
I think
so. We have more stock in the international title than the TNT title. That should tell you that the heel legend needs to be TNT champion, yo. Christian's got to do it. The instant classic for the peeps. We out there, man. He got to win. As the TV champ, he got to win.
I think he's going to win. I don't think at this pay-per-view.
But you good, though. Yeah, you good. You good heavyweight champion. You hold it down with your prediction.
Oh, because, shit. Heavyweight champ.
Yo, because it's like, yo, I think there's a good chance. This is something we've been saying about Wardlow for a minute. It's like he hasn't had a solid storyline. It's the same thing like Jay, where it's like you're just throwing him in matches, like jobber matches. I like, this is a good chance that he's going to win the title, and then, like, Luchasaurus is going to, like, choke slam this man off the damn stage or something, and then they're going to continue the storyline. And Christian might get it at the next PLE. That's how I see it. It's just about just building him up, you know?
Yeah.
When we finish running down the card, I'm going to just analyze it and then go through, you know what I'm saying, just one more time, just on some, like, the winners that we pick, like the dynamics of the heel and the faces. So
word,
we can get to the next word match.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we got Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal with Sanjay Dutt and Satnam Singh.
Versus
Dax and Cash. FTR with Mark Briscoe as the special guest referee. I am changing my pick right now.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm going with Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett.
Team TNA beating FTR? This guy is not winning that RFP Predictions Heavyweight title back. Ron, you are killing it right now, man.
Listen, I'm going to tell you why. And I just feel like everyone else picked FTR, first of all.
Blasphemy that you went against FTR, first of all.
I love FTR. I'm picking the opposite because FTR loves wrestling like I love wrestling. And I think that for some reason we're going to get a Mark Briscoe swerve and he's going to turn on FTR and we're going to see Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett as the tag team champs.
This is how you get FTR back over? I'm not opposed to this. You know I'm team TNA, so it's like I'm going logic, but I'm not opposed to that either. That sounds pretty good. I think this
happens. FTR also seems like the type of people that
they're generous,
like to chase.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they ever really wanted to win off the guns. I think this is a cool feud for them. And Jeff Jarrett can't do full-time singles work, so I feel like this is a way to honor him and his finale.
They've been kicking at him. Team TNA has been running shit right now. So it's like, I think, like, if they did win it, they would be the most, like, them and Christian being the champions, while it might get a lot of people like, oh, AEW's on their TNA shit, you got TNA shit. I actually, if you're in the AEW, the Elite Verse, that's actually a really good thing that they're the champions of their divisions.
Yeah.
We need those type of badass heels to be the champions to go up against, to have baby faces to build, yo. You need that.
That's what I'm saying. We need more dynamic. We don't need a, you know, doesn't all need to be fun and games and happiness. There needs to be some.
Especially when the fun and games and happiness just be like fucking bullshit title defenses and just like throwaway feuds. Case in point, Pockets.
Yeah.
But I'm not even mad at that. I'm not even mad at your theory right now because it kind of does make sense to, you know, get FTR over. You know,
ain't no way we're going to get a happy ending.
Still saying
that
to you.
We're getting a happy ending. I don't think we're getting Mark Briscoe hugging them at the end of that match.
Nah, if you saw on Dynamite, like Mark Briscoe had it up.
Yeah, he got into it.
He got into it with everybody, so it's like you can't even predict what side he's gonna be on. So
facts.
Which I love. You know?
We have no surprise here. Everybody picked MJF. Pretty certain that MJF, even if some way he lost this match, there would be some weird stipulation or some weird thing that made it so that he didn't. So I got MJF. And there's no way that he loses again after his little contract comment about, the bidding war of 24 and him taking the belt somewhere else. So, MJF. That's what I got. But it's going to be a good weekend.
We all want MJF.
Ron's got some work to do with these 5-point stipulation questions for each one of the pay-per-views. We don't have a 2-pointer for this one, or we do?
We can put a 2-pointer up. What main events?
Who's going to... that was the outro question, I think you said. About who's gonna take the pin in the bless you. Who's gonna take the pin in the MGF match?
Yeah, that was the survey question. Yeah, the survey.
All right, so here's my. I'll do the 2-point one for this one.
Yeah, you got it.
Who bleeds first, BCC or the Elite?
BCC. You know Moxley's bleeding first. Man, listen, man can throw a water bottle in his face, he's going to start bleeding. It's ridiculous.
I don't go against Mox, so I'm going BCC. We're not getting specific. We're just going teams.
I say the same thing. Yeah, no, just teams. And AO is undecided.
Just
listen, folks.
Flip a coin.
Chad's so going to take us out of here, so I'm going to throw on.
Hold on a second. Real quick, bud. We're looking at, so we've got all the heels pretty much retaining their championships for double or nothing.
Let's take a look at it, right? So wherever we got a heel winning, I'm throwing a hashtag. So we got heel winning. Oops, I don't know what the hell that is, but we got a heel winning. We got, I got a heel. Well, no, that's when we all have somebody have a heel winning. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So, all right. Let's just talk about it. We got MJF up on the championship. That's a heel winning. No question there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got FTR for the most part on this one, which would be babyface winning. Mm-hmm. I got the heel winning. I already explained that, so we understand that one.
Mm-hmm.
The TNT championship, where it's Christian versus Wardlow.
We're split.
We're more than split. I think we're 3/4 Christian here, so one heel. Of us is a another denomination of religion, I do feel like that's another heel victory. Then we got Orange Cassidy. That's a babyface win.
Okay.
The only person that picked Jamie Hayter is Chad now. So
word. All right.
We got a heel. We still got a heel win.
So all right. See, I got a majority heel win. Okay.
Yep. We got split on the next one, so it's 50-50. So that don't even really count. On the next match for the Elite versus BCC, we all got
they're so games. Cool, they're already over, they don't even matter,
right?
It's like either one could win and everyone will be happy.
Jade is what is Jade? Is she anything? Is she a heel? Is she a face? I don't know what
she's gonna be a big deal if she wins, so I guess that's like
I count her as a heel to me.
But I'd say, yeah, for the dynamic, she's the heel, so because Ty is the baby face,
another heel up. Then we got the Hardy Party. Ooh.
That's baby. That was what baby face.
Yeah, that's baby face.
I just got a notification. There's motion in my driveway. Let me find out somebody's out there.
Oh shit! We might have to end this thing early.
No, I'll take the camera out with me so y'all can see how I handle.
World star that shit. Pull the big Glock out.
But yeah, no. Pause. All right, so we. So we got heels up for the most part. We got the Hardy Party split with Ethan and the Guns. So. We got faces and heels there. That's erasing it. Then we got Adam Cole up on Chad picking Jericho. So
that's face.
So let's see. We got face, erased, heel, erased, face, heel, face heel. So we got
sounds like some bullshit. No, it'll sound like it's always gonna be that. Like I don't know. I just don't think that's why I wanted to do the recap after. Like I feel like
something's going down for NXT. Yeah. We got face.
Nah, get the.
It's only one heel. No, like two. Well, Dijak.
I picked Dijak.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Same here. So everybody's they're all faces except for Dijak.
Dijak and Stratton.
Yeah, well, Stratton's not
and Gallus.
Not a face,
I assume Gallus.
And Gallus. Gallus are like in between. Gallus are tweeners.
So it's split. So then it's split.
Okay.
So we're half and half on that one. And then for the Knight of Champions, I didn't put any of my picks in, but I did pick them. So what the hell am I doing here? I got Seth. So we all got a face here and Seth. But isn't AJ a face too? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I think OC are going to be tweeners.
Yeah, we got Cody versus Brock. We're split on that one, so that don't count. I got Roman and Solo. They were split on this one, so that don't count. We all got Gunther, who is a heel. We all got Bianca, who is a face. We all got Rhea, who is a heel. And then we're split on this one, on Trish and Becky, so... Looks like we're 50-50 on this one, too. We're 50-50 on the Knight of Champions. We're 50-50 on Battleground.
And
Double or Nothing is the only one that's heel heavy.
Yeah, heel heavy like a motherfucker, which is like some WWE-ass booking.
Which might come. We don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on here.
It's very true.
It's going to be interesting.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been the podcast. Chad, you want to take us out of here with a... outro survey.
Outro survey is who takes the pinfall in the Four Pillars match? Is it going to be Sammy Guevara, MJF, Darby Allin, or Jungle Boy? Survey for me, I'm going to go Jungle Boy takes the pin.
I think I'm going to go, I'm going Jungle Boy too.
Sammy. And like that.
That's it. Until next week, y'all like, subscribe, tell a friend, it's the RFP, it's the Almighty. I'm Chad Law.
May not be a new champion.
Buy the merch, Ronda Don, but the RFC predicts a champion.
You guys have a safe and enjoyable week.
Until Monday, my man. Until Monday, you're a champion.
All right, man. We'll see. Peace, guys.